I'm Tommy McNeil. Both the U.S. and Iran are signaling they're stepping back after Tehran's missile strikes on Iraq bases housing American forces. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The attacks followed America's killing of Iran's top general, a sequence that put the two nations closer to the brink of war. But President Trump says Iran appears to be standing down, and he's indicating there will be no U.S. military retaliation. Instead,
the United States will immediately impose additional punishing economic sanctions on the Iranian regime.
And says they'll remain until Iran changes its behavior. In a White House address, the president says the nation should be happy and grateful the missile strikes did not kill any Americans or Iraqis, in part crediting an early warning system he says worked very well. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A vote is set for Thursday in the U.S. House on limiting President Trump's ability to make military action against Iran. We get more from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the drone strike that killed Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, provocative and disproportionate. Democrats like Minnesota's Ilhan Omar say President Trump is too unpredictable.
This is a man who is both an arsonist and a fireman. He starts a crisis, then he wants to create the appearance of wanting to solve it.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says now is not the time to hold back the president.
We should all be coming together to support our commander-in-chief to protect America, not debating how to limit the president's ability to defend this country.
A similar bill faces an uphill fight in the GOP-led Senate, and if passed, President Trump would veto it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in Iran are investigating why a Ukrainian passenger jet crashed minutes after takeoff from Tehran's airport early Wednesday, killing all 176 people on board. Reuters' Joe Davies.
The Boeing 737 came down early on Wednesday, shortly after takeoff from Tehran, en route to the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. Its carrier, Ukraine International Airlines, said the plane was only 3 years old and was last serviced just 2 days ago. This aviation disaster came on the same night Iran launched missiles at bases housing U.S. forces in Iraq in retaliation for a U.S. drone strike last week that killed an Iranian military commander. Iranian media quoted a local aviation official as saying the pilot did not declare an emergency. Among the dead are 82 people from Iran, 63 Canadians, 11 from Ukraine, 10 Swedes, 3 Germans and 3 Britons.
Ousted Nissan boss and international fugitive Carlos Ghosn made his first appearance since a daring escape from Japan, where he is wanted on financial mismanagement charges. Ghosn accused Tokyo prosecutors, Japanese authorities, and Nissan executives, he says, conspired against him.
I was facing a system where the conviction rate is 99.4%. And I will bet you that this number is much higher for the foreigners.
Ghosn and Nissan and Japanese authorities had colluded for two reasons: interference in Nissan's alliance with Renault and a downturn in Nissan's fortunes after he stepped down as CEO in 2017. That's, of course, according to Ghosn. Japan's justice minister said Thursday that Ghosn's escape from his trial could be a crime itself. Masako Mori called Ghosn's statements against the Japanese legal system absolutely intolerable. Researchers are reporting the largest ever one-year decline in the U.S. cancer death rate.
And Cancer Society finds a 2.2% drop in cancer deaths from 2016 to 2017. Lung cancer accounts for about a quarter of all cancer deaths, but with fewer people smoking these studies, lead author says recent advances in the treatment of lung cancer appear to have accelerated that decline. Topping the list of advances are refinements in surgical techniques, better diagnostic scanning, and more precise use of radiation. Researchers also cite more targeted drug therapy thanks to genetic testing that can identify specific cancer cell mutations. I'm Ben Thomas.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.